Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, July 6th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The suspect in the Highland Park, Illinois mass shooting has been charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Police say the 21-year-old fired more than 70 rounds into a crowd gathered for a 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb. The Lake County State's attorney says he'll seek more charges for each of the victims, including more than 36 who were wounded. The Biden administration has sued Arizona over its new law requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. The Justice Department argues that the GOP-backed law imposes unlawful and unnecessary requirements that would block eligible voters from registering. State legislators who support the law contend it is aimed at curbing fraud. It's set to take effect in January. The Food and Drug Administration says it will temporarily suspend its ban on e-cigarette maker Juul's products while the company appeals the agency's order. In imposing the ban last month, the FDA said Juul hadn't submitted sufficient evidence that its e-cigarettes were safe. Juul has alleged that the FDA had mishandled its application. Markets in Asia ended lower and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged lower after yesterday's mixed performance on Wall Street. Investors will be watching new job opening data due out this morning, as well as the minutes from last month's Federal Reserve policy meeting. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.